Chapter 4. New York City, mid-December 1800. Aaron Burr was in his law office at No. 3 Wall Street when the news came. It was a small office near the docks, flanked by a bank and an insurance company, room for his two clerks in front with a large room for himself. A master of elegance in his several homes, a dandy in dress, a patron of the arts, a man about town whose perfection of manner no one could deny, he chose to make his law office puritanical in its plainness and attention to serious matters, with solid oak chairs, a long table, a desk that in its size scarcely suggested the stature with which he stood before the New York bar. He had Hardwick's deposition in the Ernestine killing, the report from the captain of the Mary W. on the night of the collision, the bank's sworn statement that the failure of certain items to appear on the accounting was a mere slip of the quill. Bah! Who could think of such mundane things when the very future, the future that mattered, his own, hung on the news from South Carolina? How would the electoral vote go? He heard Matt Davis's deep voice, always with that raw edge, greeting the clerks outside. Matt wasn't a gentleman, no other way to say it, but in real, as opposed to ideal, politics, you needed a man who could knock heads together when necessary, and Matt could, and did. Burr put on his wire spectacles and took up the bank statement. "Gentlemen," he said when the door opened. He removed the spectacles and blinked, a man emerging from deep concentration. Behind Davis came Peter Van Ness, tall and slender, a pale-eyed Dutchman, self-effacing but a wizard with the written word. Davis was a big man, wide, chest deep, the 40 pounds hung on his belly putting weight behind his punch. His hair was black and spiky, his eyes meant for a smaller man, which made them hard to read, and he seemed to fill any room he entered. "Report from Peter Freneau," Van Ness said in his precise way. He sat at the long table, carefully arranging his breeches. "The electors, he says they'll vote 8-7.
"Ah."
Not a flicker on his face, Burr was sure, but it were as if a sword had pierced his belly.
"By God, we tried."
Davis expelled his breath with a grunt and slumped against the table. Burr caught a whiff of...